Story number six, drought, food, and weather warfare. I always beat the drum on every wrap-up and certainly the annual wrap-up about the importance of what's happening to the climate, and particularly drought. I'm in Texas now. I drove from San Francisco down to Southern California, then up to the San Bernardino area, and then across New Mexico and Arizona and was right next to where the fire was, in Arizona, and then into Texas. And the dryness and the drought I saw everywhere I went was extraordinary. This is why it's so important. Every year, the earth bursts forth a new harvest of plenty, fruits, vegetables, livestock grows. And this harvest is a source of just enormous wealth. Think of it as an annuity that the earth just gifts to us every year. To the extent that that gift is not coming in, our economy is dependent on it doing so. And so where the drought impinges on it, it can have dramatic impact on our economy. Many of us, because so few people now work in agriculture, it's less than 1% of the population, many, many people don't see the connection between the loss of income and the pain in the agricultural industry and how that translates into wider deflation and problems in the economy. One reason that we're shifting back to North America is the part of the effort to build a global centralized governance process has been through the control of food. And what we watched in the second quarter was tremendous lashback in Latin America and Europe about the effort of American interests in the American government and American push process through the global trade organizations and American corporations to control the food and seed supply. And so that effort is turning very difficult and ugly and mean, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's one of the reasons for a decision to pull back our horns. Of course, the questions continue on what is the global spraying program and whether or not we now have the capacity to manipulate the weather for a variety of reasons, including as a weapon. I did an interview with Michael Murphy, who's now making his third film on global spraying, and these questions keep coming up and up again. Big concern, of course, is the bee population continues to be under pressure and be disappearing. We saw the introduction, or at least the publication of the story that someone's come up with bee drones to go pollinate the crops. Sort of a frightening thought, little mechanical bees running around. What this all means to you is pretty obvious. There is nothing more important than making sure you have good local supply chains for water, food. Farmland continues to be a good investment. The cost of high-quality food continues to go up, believe it or not. Over the last 5 years, one of the best-performing areas in the equity markets has been high-quality, high-margin food companies. And so don't be surprised to see, as an investment category, whether it's in the private equity area, farmland, or in the liquid area, the food companies do very, very well, as they have pretty inelastic demand for what they have to offer.